goal, but I would like to discuss that a little bit later and focus on our headliner, our first guest.
We'll have a little time to do that.
Yes. Al, mind if I call you Al or Albert or which way? Al, welcome to the show on behalf of John and I.
Great. Howdy, neighbors.
Hey. Say, tell us a little bit about Al Barger.
Well, let's see. The 1 minute version of my life. I was born in 1962 during the Cuban Missile Crisis in Batesville, Indiana, and I gone to school in, among other places. I was at Manila School and went to junior high at Arlington. I was in Boy Scouts with Old Troop 28 and Bill Beckner in Arlington, and a couple of years at RCHS. Graduated in 1981 from Laurel High School. And I have a Bachelor of Science degree from Ball State University, 1989, major in magazine journalism, minors in political science and psychology. And I'm out on the farm. We got the dogs and the writing and running for the Senate.
And what are you writing?
The main place where my stuff gets read is at Blog Critics, blogcritics.org. Would get you to the website. Pop culture, some of it gets into politics. Some of it'll be more album, movie, book reviews.
Now you do your own. If I'm thinking of the right Barger, you do your own. You've written music.
Well, you're probably thinking about my brother Steven.
I'll bet that's who I am thinking of. I'm sorry.
By the way, my website is at morethings.com, which, for one thing, has my official campaign website.
Right.
And also has some of Steven's material. And he has some interesting political material. If you went to the website, you could find Selling My Birthright, for example, would be a likely relevant song parallel to some of my campaign themes and the libertarian themes.
Well, I, of course, work for Pavey Groceries, and so very know your father Howard, who ran the grocery store in Lakeview for many years. So
that's why
I had to think that you were a music writer when you said writing. So, but that's your brother. And so what motivated you to? Obviously, you know, it's going to be almost impossible to beat Evan Bayh. I think Marvin Scott, who's got a lot more money than you and more notoriety, is going to find it really, really hard to beat Evan Bayh. What made you decide you wanted to throw your hat into the ring?
Well, it's not a question of winning an office and holding power. If my point in politics was simply that I wanted to grab the reins of power, I'd probably be running as a Republican. But but both the Republicans and the Democrats, to me, are both the Republicans and Democrats, from my point of view, have pretty much completely abandoned the U.S. Constitution, which is the basic point of it. Here's the document. Here's how it's supposed to run. It sets out what the government's made of, judicial, legislative, executive branches. And here is exactly what they're supposed to do. And the main thing they're supposed to do is to provide for a national defense, stop people from coming in and killing us. And then there's a few little sundry other assigned duties, printing money, making copyright law, whatnot. And the rest of it is supposed to be left up to the states or to the people, respectively. And that is so far away from the Republicans and the Democrats, and they argue like the 2 or 3% difference between what they're proposing in policy makes any difference, when most of the time really it does not. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that says that the federal government is supposed to be running the schools.
Absolutely, I agree.
The Department of Education should just be gone. I mean, it should be declared unconstitutional. There's no authority for it. It's not the place. And here's my biggest thing that I really want to outline in red and put and make a big point of is the complete pyramid scheme scam that is Social Security. I mean, that is, in the first place, unconstitutional. There's nothing there that in the Constitution that says the federal government is supposed to be in charge of people's retirement money. And besides that, in the practice of it, they've destroyed huge parts of people's money. They're essentially taking 15% out of your paycheck. I mean, you're getting out of between your employer and you, and they're taking 15%. If you had 15% of your money taken and just put in run-of-the-mill mutual funds and left there for the next 50 years, the average office worker, factory worker would be most of the way to being a millionaire. And they wouldn't be needing to come to the federal government begging them to, oh, please give them free drug benefits or any of that nonsense. They'd have something, and it's theirs, and they've got it to pass on. Instead, the government takes it. They pay out whatever their little pittance they're paying to the current retirees and just blowing the rest of the money. And what are they doing with it? They might as well be using it to buy crack rocks and smoke them, because that money's just as gone as if that's what they had done.
And so so the alternative is just no Social Security whatsoever, as far as you're concerned?
Well, the alternative is for people to have their own money and their own accounts. Now, mm-hmm. Basically privatizing Social Security
sure.
is the answer. Now, it gets complicated between here and there. We're not just going to throw old people out in the street. All right, we're all done with that. I mean, you can't do that. That's just silly. But how do you get to that gets to be more complicated.
Well, Al, we're going to take a 2-minute time out.
Great.
And stay tuned for the best of politics in southeastern Indiana.
Many people may not know that you can buy your political products locally from Harcourt Industries in Milroy. Harcourt's is a manufacturer and distributor of custom printed items ranging from pencils to yard signs. Republicans and Democrats alike purchase their political supplies from Harcourt Industries. You can't lose with their quality and pricing. So whether you're a first-time candidate or a veteran in politics, Harcourt Industries has everything you'll need for your campaign. Stop by their office and talk with Charles Merrill or Kathy Ging, or call 1-800-428-6584. CGS Services providing dependable quality curbside disposal services to residential or commercial clients. When you subscribe to residential services with CGS, a donation is made based on the customer's county of residence and contributed to charities in your county, such as the Boys Club, Senior Services, Hospice, and Mental Health Associations. When using CGS Services, you are investing in your community. CGS Services, they are not just in your community, they are a part of your community. 1-800-453-4575.
The best of times are those that are shared with friends. You and your friends at Pizza King have shared a lot over the years. Fads come and go, but friends are forever. So when you're getting together with friends, don't forget Pizza King. Get the best sandwiches, tacos, burritos, nachos, chicken wings, spaghetti, or Rushville's favorite pizza. Watching your carbs? Ask for Pizza King's new low-carb pizza option. Call Pizza King downtown at 932-2212 for fast delivery, or Pizza King Northside at 932-4243 for a quick pickup.
Good evening and welcome back to It's Politics. This is John McCain, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dick Malcolm, and our guest this evening is Al Barger. And as if you're just tuning in, Al is a candidate for the Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate and hails from the great county of Franklin County, just to our southeast, I guess. And
I'm from Laurel.
Laurel. Well, I know some pretty fine people down in Laurel, actually, and as far as the Fried Chicken Laurel Hotel's mighty fine, from my experience at least. So, okay, you were talking about Social Security, and what are the other options, or what are the other reasons why you're really pinned down to why you're running for U.S. Senate?
Well, there's again the central point. If you want to say my campaign platform mm-hmm. is the U.S. Constitution. If it's not in the Constitution, then the federal government shouldn't be doing it. Another thing that's what we might call in the range of pet peeve is what I call bureaucratic lawmaking. Mm-hmm. Constitution says here's the Congress makes laws, president signs them. You got a thing for that. But now, in fact, we've got probably literally millions of laws de facto being made by a whole slew of these alphabet soup of SECs and FDAs and EPAs. And
you're talking about the various regulations that...
Regulations. Well, regulations that are under... that you have to follow under force of law.
Sure, I understand.
Those are laws. And there is there's utterly no constitutional authority for that, one. And two, how in heck is anybody supposed to follow the who could even read these things?
Well, Al, excuse me for jumping in here.
Jump right in.
Okay. What would you do with interstate commerce, like interstate highways? Who would be responsible for issuing, you know, the Interstate 70s, the Interstate 74s, for example?
Well, I don't have an exact plan for every way of everything to be run. I don't have any. I would prefer to leave as much of stuff downline to the states and local areas as possible, but I don't particularly object to highway funds or, you know, simple, obvious main things.
Okay, let's go back to education for a moment. What caused the federal government to get involved in education? Wasn't it people not receiving education, especially in the southern states? Was the federal government supposed to stand by and not have inadequate education to be performed?
The reason that the federal government and Congress gets involved in most things is basically because they can, because politicians seek power and they want it. Is education not what it should be? Well, then take it up with the state or the county or the parents.
I have to agree with that. I think that it's a local issue.
The southern states weren't doing the job. They were neglecting the blacks. That's what brought it about.
And that's wrong.
Whenever we talk about Social Security, it was because we came out of the Depression and seniors were starving to death. Mm-hmm. And we created that front not to be the primary retirement plan, but to be a supplement to a retirement plan. I'm not trying to defend those. But if you should be elected, okay, and you enter the halls of the United States Senate, which caucus would you go to? I mean, here you are, independent. Caucus would you join?
Not an independent. I'm a member of the Libertarian Party. Very different.
Okay. But in the United States Senate, there isn't enough Libertarians to form a caucus.
No, there aren't any. There aren't any members of the Libertarian Party as high a level as the U.S. Congress.
Right.
Well, that would depend on tricks. I don't particularly feel any obligation to caucus or show loyalty to either of the other parties, since I'm not a member of either of them.
So how would you plan to even repeal any law by being just one?
Well, there is no one person that's going to get into the U.S. Congress and take over. Woo-wee. If I get elected and, I don't know, Evan Bayh gets hit by a bus and I get elected Senate or somehow, then it's not going to be suddenly all of Washington has changed. But there would be one person you could count on when you turn on C-SPAN that's going to ask the basic questions of what's the constitutional authority for us to do this, and is there some way to do this other than the federal government taking people's money and spending it and pushing people around? What can we defend the country from people trying to kill us and leave the rest of the stuff down to the states?
Okay, one more question. You know, I think, you know, with John and myself, we got involved in our respective parties. There are people that is active or maybe, you know, someone influences or whoever. How did you choose the Libertarian Party?
Well, that's kind of interesting. I guess I was just born to it. When I was I turned 18 just before, like 2 weeks before the election in 1980, and even when I was 17, I ran into a Libertarian ad. Ed Clark was our candidate, and he had these little 5-minute TV ads he was running, and I ran into one of those, and immediately went, hey, ding ding ding, this guy is right on. And those 5-minute ads were just long enough that they'd put them in the readers or in the TV guide. So I went actually looking for those. By the way, I will note just because I'm that kind of guy, morethings.com would get you to my website, and I have extensive issues and views there. And I particularly would like to urge people to go there and find something that I've got that you disagree with, and then write me and tell me where and how I'm wrong, because that's how I learn things.
Well, now, so your website is www.morethings.com.
Yes.
And you also, I think it's important to note that Al has his own, I guess, media blog. For people that don't know what a blog is a hip term nowadays for kind of it's a subject.
It's just a format for
a web page. People to, to.
It's just an easy format
share information.
To make web pages with. Yeah, my Culpepper log, which is, again, at More Things. So that's the place to be. And, or if you forget that, I mean, it's easy to Google for Al Barger. You'll run right back into me.
Now, I wrestle myself from time to time because there are things that I think I tend to lean more libertarian than do Republican. I don't think any party I agree with everything. And I think that somewhere there's a mixture, and that's why I think probably why I guess I'm involved with the Republican Party, because I think there's some effectiveness there, and I don't think we need to completely throw the baby out with the bathwater. I certainly applaud your efforts, and I find I've got a couple other friends. I know personally know you're the Libertarian State Chairman, Mark Rutherford. He's a friend of a couple local, well, my Vice Chairman, Julie Newhouse, and her husband. And Dan Drexler used to be the Chamber Director here. He's run for office in Marion County, Libertarian ticket. So I think you guys do an important role for your party, because I think you're kind of out there knowing full well, may not, very likely won't get elected, but you're at least sharing your message and trying to educate people on what the Libertarian Party's about.
Well, another way of looking at it, at a what we might call modest level of goals, would be to say that we help to, sometimes to the extent that it's possible, keep the Republicans honest.
Mm-hmm.
When they start, Republicans start getting a little.
Well, that's hard
now
to do, isn't it, Al?
Well, it is kind of. It is a little tough, although maybe not quite as tough as keeping the Democrats straight.
Oh,
see, he's a wise man. Yeah. Now, do you find that when you're out campaigning that, let's face it, the Libertarian Party, I mean, they're all in favor of legalizing drugs and all that. Do you find that that's kind of fringe for, I would think, a lot of people in America? Do you find that people look down upon you because of party decisions, or does that even affect you when you're going around running your campaign?
I have not gotten much negative reaction. Now, I used to get that. We're sort of the leading edge of that. Talking about like drugs is something we tend to kind of downplay, because in a lot of times in election, because it's not the best vote getter,
right?
Certainly
right.
In Indiana, but the move is really our direction. I mean, I'm not saying people should go out and do all the dope. Woo wee! It's not good for you. It's bad for you. But a lot of people, even and Republicans more than Democrats, I notice, or conservative types, are getting to the point of recognizing that the drug war ends up doing as much or more harm than the actual drug abuse. All the corruption, all the foolishness, all the shooting outs is, I mean, that's something else.
Well, and I think that's right. I think on a federal level, we've not, outside of our armed services, any war that we've taken on, the war on drugs and the like, we've just not been successful because of the bureaucracy, and it costs a lot of money, and that's certainly an issue. But and so please understand, I'm not saying that I think you think drugs are good or because, but
no, yeah,
I understand the Libertarian Party is the very least government impression in our lives, the very best.
People
so.
Often tend to think that, well, if you don't think it should be illegal, then you're for it.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't think that adultery is a good idea, but it's just not the business of the government.
Al, we have about 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you like to say, your final thoughts to the citizens of the listening area?
Well, again, my name is Albert Barger. I'm the Libertarian Party candidate for the U.S. Senate this fall. And you can find my campaign website at morethings.com. And my basic point of view is that the Constitution of the United States should be the ruling document for the federal government. If it's not in the Constitution, then the federal government shouldn't be doing it. That's the thing in a nutshell. So other than that, I would appreciate any support that any of y'all might have for me. And I'm easy to find on the website at morethings.com. Did I mention that?
I think I've heard that one place.
Well, Al, thank you ever so much for coming in tonight. It's been a joy and a pleasure, and we wish you well.
Outstanding. Well, I'll be happy to come back in anytime before, during, after election. And it's nothing but a party here.
Okay. No, that's right. Well, yeah. Al, thanks so much for taking the time to come in. And before Dick Malcolm, we've got to take off for a couple minutes for some advertisements. And we'll be back with Rushville City Council Member John Byrne.